This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Cruising for Joy? It's safe listening. It's safe listening. Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9.
Hi, and welcome to Well, Well, Well. With you tonight is Jill and Carlos from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Now, how are you, Carlos?
Good, good, pretty good. I'm actually really, really glad that we're going to have Tim, one of the organisers of Beyond. And as you know, Beyond is a fetish and leather party, one of the biggest ones here in Melbourne. So we'll be having a chat with him. It's a great, great party.
It is. It's going to be exceptionally, exceptionally good. And I'm assuming with that gushy sort of announcement that you might actually be attending, Carlos?
Oh, look at my smile. Of course I'm going to be there.
Of course.
It's a party, look, full of great music and really, really hot guys. I'm really friendly people.
Friendly people, yeah. Yes. The hotness of the men there has got nothing to do with it.
No.
And you were telling me it's the 10th birthday of Beyond as well. Is that correct?
It is indeed.
Clarify or deny, confirm or deny?
It is indeed. It's the 10th anniversary. And it's going to be just, as I said, a wonderful party. It's going to be great.
Now, a couple of newsy items that I think are worthy of reporting is, firstly, I don't know if people remember, but there was a pretty hideous attack on a staff member from Wet on Wellington, which is a fairly well-known sauna in Melbourne, and that was in July the 4th, and a staff member was attacked incredibly viciously when he was leaving on his way home, and it's located in Peel Street. He was so badly assaulted he had to have 11 stitches, and I remember Tex and I covered the story when this event happened. Victoria Police have actually interviewed three people in connection with this attack, and a 15-year-old male, a 20-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman from Thomastown in Melbourne's north have been interviewed and released pending summons, and no charges have been laid. So there's a little bit of an investigation going into that at the moment, which is fantastic because it means that it obviously hasn't, there hasn't been consequences to these actions, which is, for those of you who listen to the show a lot, I'm big on stamping out violence in all its forms, particularly within the GLBTI community. It's not acceptable. Yarra City Councillor Dale Smedley has commented that the safety concerns in the area, that specific area is actually receiving a streetlight upgrade in order to sort of prevent these attacks as much as possible. And he was saying that within the Yarra City itself, there's been a sort of hierarchy of things that have been going to be put in place, and they've now made that a priority because they realise that, you know, attacks on that particular area where there is a lot of gay clubs, there's a lot of there's a few sex on premises venues around that area, they've realised that this is an area that obviously needs priority. So that's good. I'm pleased, awful that it happened in the first place, but good that appropriate action is taking place. And just a reminder to you, if you witness violence or if you are involved in a violent crime yourself, please do something about it. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by going on the anti-violence website, which is just www.antiviolence.info. So if you, and like I say, it's if you even see violence, you don't have to necessarily be involved yourself.
And the Michael Kirby Center for Public Health and Human Rights will be opening at the Positive Living Center in South Yarra next month. It is named after a retired Australian High Court judge, and he's well known for his involvement in human rights. The center will involve academics from Monash University, schools of public health and preventive medicine, who will focus on researching about the links between human rights and good health. At the same time, based on their findings, a group of scientists, lawyers, philosophers, ethicists,
Ethicists?
Yes.
That one. Ethical people who look at ethical things.
And talk about ethical things,
yep.
And medical practitioners will be developing stronger and more effective policies in these areas. Michael Williams, research officer of the center, explained that the best way of thinking of their work is that they look at how the law and health intersects. The law can either promote or undermine health and the effect of human rights on health. The center will be following anything that happens in Australia or internationally that concerns human rights in the context of health.
Now, that is a very interesting point, Carlos, because in relation to the article that I was just talking about, I think that those two, it shows that they do not operate in isolation, that health and law and that amalgamation, obviously physical health along with mental health and legal rights around those are of paramount importance, and you can't have one without the other. So that's good.
Have you ever needed help, advice, or just someone to talk to? Lifeline has trained counsellors who are there to listen 24/7. So the next time you need to reach out, call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To be heard is a wonderful thing. Lifeline, 13 11 14.
The purpose of the Zoe Bell Gender Centre is to support and improve the health and well-being of Victoria's sex and gender diverse population. Celebrate the launch of the Zoe Bell Gender Centre logo and online virtual gender centre on Sunday, August 29 from 3 p.m. at the Radio Bar and Cafe in Fitzroy. RSVP by email to contact@gendercentre.com or call 966-03-990 for more details.
Motor Friends, they're Australia's leading gay and lesbian car club. It's not about the car, it's about the people. Log on to motorfriends.org.au. That's Motor Friends, MOTAFRENZ.
That was Jorn van Deenhoven and Temple One with Halo. Joining us on the studio, it's Tim. Tim, thank you for coming along.
Thanks for the invitation, guys. It's good to be here.
Welcome, Tim. Let's start with Beyond, I guess, which is the first port of call. How and why did it start?
Well, it started just over 10 years ago, actually. Our first party was on the 5th of August 2000. And it started with I was looking for a party that I really wanted to go to, and at the time there wasn't really anything out there that I really wanted to go to that had the kind of hallmarks that I really wanted to that I really wanted. So I decided to do it myself.
And I guess the most obvious question to that is, what are those hallmarks?
Good music.
Yep.
Good lighting. No, an attitude free zone, or you know, try and have a very friendly, inclusive environment, and a safe environment.
So those hadn't been your experiences of parties previously. Those, that sort of mix, I guess.
The thing that was from my perspective that was missing was the music wasn't of a quality that I really wanted to engage with. So that was the falling down point. So there were parties out there. There were the lighting wasn't as up to scratch as I would have liked it. And so it was about producing a premium product and delivering that. And that's pretty much what we've done from day one.
So you made a party that you wanted to go to.
Correct.
Basically.
You know, the irony of it is that I built a party that I want to go to, but I never, ever get to go to it.
Yeah, of course not.
Because somebody always has to work.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I've been going to Beyond for a little while, and it's a fantastic party, as I said before.
Thank you.
It's really friendly. Now, we have been working, VAC, Victorian AIDS Council, have been working with Beyond. We have been collaborating.
From day one, yeah.
Yeah. So can you explain a little bit what is it involved in it?
Well, the collaboration with VAC was very, very it's a bedrock, one of the bedrock principles that we have. I wanted to ensure that I grew up in the era of safe sex. We had it pommeled into us with the Grim Reaper, and it wasn't a very nice time. A lot of the people who were just a little bit older than me, they aren't there anymore, and so that's the kind of community that I or the community environment that I grew up in. And for me, it was an essential part of the party to ensure that if people were going to have sex, that they were to be able to have sex and have a safe sex option at arm's reach.
Yep.
So it wasn't I can't unfortunately make people have safe sex, but what I can do is I can facilitate the places that where sex occurs that people, if they choose to have a safe sex environment or choose to have safe sex, then it's there. You know, it's there, it's obvious, it's clear, you know, you have to virtually fall over it. So, and that's been one of the things that I've been really clear about from day one.
Yeah. And with the project that I actually run with VAC, the SAMS project, Sexual Adventurous Men,
mm-hmm.
We have been working with posters, like doing posters and...
Yeah, we've the posters have been a good development. I think we've actually changed, as you know, we change up the posters every couple of parties, and so there's no chance that the message will get stale. So it's always fresh, it's always new, it's always sometimes it's in your face.
Yeah.
And it's about sort of making it really simple and easy to read. It's about chunking it down to bite-sized pieces so that people, you know, can see it and understand it, even in a nightclub environment.
Which I'm sure is not easy to kind of, you know, sort of have to keep on coming up with something that is essentially the same message. And obviously, working at the Victorian AIDS Council myself, I'm sort of aware of this. But I guess that... A poster can only be a poster, you know, it can't move and talk and that sort of thing. So coming up with the same message but in a different way so that it is going to be fresh and not stale.
Well, I think it's all about the delivery.
Sure.
It's all about the delivery. We've had a number of series of posters that really confront people and they're not, we don't take them off the wall from other AIDS organisations. Generally, they're fresh, they're vibrant for our party. They're targeted to our market, and so that's something that I'm really proud of. Is that we've been able to develop a culture of being able to freshen the message,
yeah.
And it's not just about what's the flavour, what's the promo of the month,
yeah,
or the promo of the quarter. It's about targeted messages, and Carlos will attest to me. I can be.
Yeah.
Pain in the neck.
Yeah.
I don't think you answer Gregory quite so willingly, Carl.
But, I mean, again, it's about understanding what we're trying to achieve and
sure.
It's about a meeting of the minds and actually saying, okay, well, this is where we are. What can we do now to progress the message a little bit further?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's something that I'm really proud of.
And as you were saying, Tim, like it's knowing about who you're talking to.
Correct.
And like getting in mind and keeping in mind the conditions of the party, like the lighting, the fact that people might be drinking, people like you need to take
there are a whole variety of influences on the personage.
Yeah.
And so you need to actually think about things that are simple, easy to chunk down. They're big enough, they're bold enough that people can read in a not 100% state.
Yeah.
And so it's about bringing that message back, you know, a couple of times. You know, some things come from the designers, and you know, there was one fantastic message. It was a great message, but it was like, you know, four paragraphs of type.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, well, if you can summarise that into the five words, it's great.
Yeah, yes.
You know, because five words is about all the attention span that people are going to have, and if you want people to engage with it, then it's got to be short, sharp, and you know, simple to understand. You know, they're not going to stand there reading an essay.
No, absolutely
and
not.
You know, sometimes it's just saying, you know what, let's just think about how we can do this a little bit better, and revising it and coming back to it, and you know, it's. It's a work in progress, but, you know, that's one thing that I'm really proud of.
Mm. Now, with the venues, how do you go on selecting which venues?
Venues is a really hard one, and a lot of people sort of come up to me and say, "Oh, why don't you use this venue or that venue?" And you know, and while I appreciate the suggestions, it's a lot more there's a lot more criteria to just sort of walking in, turning on the lights, and pressing play.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like a barbecue, doesn't it? Really. Well,
you know, we have two main rooms, so we have to have two spaces where we can actually have separated with noise barriers, so that we can actually have two separate music styles. We need to think about the safe sex areas. We need to be considerate of the venues and whether or not the venues are have the staffing capacity and the broad-mindedness to work with us. I'm always very upfront about saying what kind of party it is and you know what is more than likely going to occur, and that turns some people off. Some people are not interested, and so there's an attrition rate of venues just because of you know those issues that we've raised. Without going into you know costings or you know suitability or venue or location or things like that. So there's a lot more to it than you'd think.
I Ragazzi is a social and support group for gay and bisexual Italian-Australian men. I Ragazzi meet regularly and invites all Italiano-Australiano guys to come along and say ciao. To find out more, call 0409 301 113.
The Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council is creating a visual arts event called Love Journeys, Stories of Gay and Lesbian Migration to Australia for Midsummer 2011.
The purpose of the exhibition will be to educate the community about current immigration laws,
plus show how far we've come and also how far we've got to go.
To participate in the Love Journeys exhibition or for more details, email journeys@agmc.org.au.
journeys@agmc.org.au.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
That is Dash Berlin, Never Cry Again. We are speaking with Tim from Beyond, who we're delighted to have in the studio with us this evening. Now, Tim, does the Beyond dance party, are there sort of a variety of people who attend?
Yeah. A very wide variety of people. We've got people from all walks of life. All professions, and I mean all professions. We've got lawyers, solicitors, doctors, you know, a whole, like the full gamut of CEOs, you know, whatever. You know, there's a whole range of people, you know, to farmers who are so excited after the last one. We had one of the farmers at the Royal Show. He was so excited he came because his chickens had won first prize in the Royal Show, and oh, Beyond so was that night. Up. So he was really excited, and yeah. So like it takes all types.
Tim, the next Beyond in September, it's going to be the 10th anniversary.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. It's a very, as I said, no attitude, quite welcoming party.
Yep.
But there is a strict dress code.
Absolutely.
Can you tell about that?
Our dress, because we're a leather party, we actually choose to make people conform to a certain dress code. The dress code is obviously leather or fetish wear. People can interpret that as military wear, camouflage pants, whatever it is. But it means that we don't. We have a no blue denim policy. And have had for you know eight, 9 years now. We decided that we don't want people to just turn up as if it's another party. You know, this Saturday night we're going to be on. You know, we're our blue jeans, our runners, and a white singlet. We don't want those people. We want people to actually make a choice to actually come along to our party and come ready to have a good time.
Yeah.
So
it's very interesting. I find that because it's funny. There's quite a few parties these days where they are putting in more and more formal. I'm thinking things like Pinkalicious and stuff for girls where you do have to. You can't just turn up in runners and jeans and a singlet. They sort of go, well, actually, you've got to make a bit of an effort.
There's a lot of psychology behind it, and it really, if you have to make an effort to dress, it means that you're more likely to be looking forward to the event, and therefore, if you come ready to have a good time, you're more likely to have a good time. Your energy is much better, so it's a game changer, actually.
Yeah.
There are some people who we actually still turn people away at the front door who are not appropriately attired. If they're wearing blue jeans, they have a choice to go home and change them or take them off. And sometimes people take them off, and sometimes they go home. Yeah, but if you don't have leather, and you know, we're not exclusive. You know, if you don't have leather, you have to wear black or something that's appropriate to the tone of the party.
Yep, and I think that's kind of fair enough. Now, this might be a curly question, I don't know. Are women allowed?
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. We have a regular contingent of women coming from. There's one woman who comes from Sydney virtually for every party.
Wow.
And the numbers of women change and vary for each night, but. You know, we generally have, we've had one woman at a party, and she said it was the most fantastic experience because she was treated like a queen. You know, and everybody was polite and friendly, yeah. and it goes up from there. All the guys are really, they know the zone that they're in, and yeah. Everybody's respectful, and it's just a friendly environment.
Well, I guess it goes back to in keeping with exactly what you said at the beginning, with a no attitude kind of safety, and you know. And I think if you get a group of people in a room, or not even in a room, but in any location, whether it be a workplace or, you know, at a tram stop in rush hour, if there's a kind of cultural, this is the way it works, that's kind of followed through by everybody else. And to step out of that and do something sort of wrong or counter to that attitude,
yep.
you're seen as the black sheep, and you don't last very long.
Well, we haven't really had too many black sheep, which is
fantastic.
So, yeah, we don't advertise a lot. We advertise very minimally.
Well, it doesn't sound like you have to.
Well, you know, for the first few years we did,
sure.
But it was about creating the brand and building the brand to a solid enough point that people knew that if they attended a Beyond party, that they were going to get a certain standard of event, and you know, that's what we strive to achieve.
I tell you what, judging for Jill's face and how much she has been dancing the whole day to the music, she's going to go. she'll be there.
Am I blushing? Yes. Look, I think I might actually be giving it a bit of a crack. But speaking of which, are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets available, but I would suggest everybody to get them very quickly because they are selling out very, very fast. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I believe we will sell out this party, and I think that that's going to happen probably in the next 10 days. So,
wow, move fast.
10 days to 2 weeks. So the last week before the party, I think the tickets will all be gone. So if you're going to come, I'd say go and get your tickets now.
Where can you get your tickets?
You can get tickets at our regular outlets, which is Manhouse, Eagle Leather, Lucretia de Sade, Saks Fetish in Sydney, Bang Clothing, Hairs and Hyenas, Beat Bookshop, and Stuff at Bongo Mania. So we've got quite a wide variety of ticket sellers. And, so it's
get
all
out
happening.
Get there and move fast.
Absolutely.
Is the words of wisdom. Well, look, Tim, it's been an absolute delight having you in the studio with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And learning a little bit more about Beyond and exactly, you know, its beginnings and such. So thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And I might go.
Yeah, thanks for coming along.
If you want to go, come. If you want to come, come. If you don't, don't.
I think I do.
See you on the dance floor.
Oh, yes.
I'll be there. I don't know if you'll be able to dance. You'll be too busy.
No, hopefully not. I'm actually trying to have this party off. So.
Oh, fantastic. In that case, yeah, okay, I'll see you on the dance floor.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, this is Eddie Golding, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And that was Agnelli and Nelson, Embrace. And Garrulous, I believe that we might have had a little bit of a text earlier. In fact, I think we might have had three or not.
Yes, we did. We had a message from...
I'm sorry.
Yes, Nurse James, who says,
Nurse James.
thanks to this great music, feels just like a Beyond in our house tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Nurse James, I'm feeling like I'm having my own Beyond party in the Joy studio.
And there's another SMS from Tex saying happy 10th birthday to all the Beyond team. And remember that the 10th birthday is on the 18th of September, guys.
18th, very exciting date for anyone who's intending on going to Beyond. We also had an earlier SMS from Tex, bless him, and he says, divine to hear both of your delicious accents, reviving after an 8-hour nap. Happy show. Cheers, Tex. Now, Tex, it's delightful to have you back in the country. For those who don't know, Tex has been away for a couple of weeks. And but an 8-hour nap, I find that quite funny. Yeah. That's called a solid sleep. That's deep slumber. That's what that is,
Tex. I don't know what accent is he talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You speak like such a hardcore Aussie.
Hmm.
Sure, whatever. Anyway... Go on, Carlos.
It's my turn, isn't it?
It is your turn.
All right. The Contra Awareness Network is based in Bendigo and provides information on HIV and other STIs. For people in rural and regional Victoria, for details, visit their website, can.org.au. That's can.org.au.
Fantastic. And yeah, CAN is always, that's the other thing that I'm always banging on about at Joy, is the importance of CAN and the important work that they do. They're fantastic, they're marvellous, and we love them. Now, the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, is running an evaluation on one of our sexual health campaigns. The campaign is entitled The Cute Gay Nerd, and it is aimed at young same-sex attracted males aged between 18 and 26. Now, the campaign is quite unique in terms of promoting sexual health messages and like through the form of a comic strip. It is quite rare that you promote sexual health in this manner. We, however, as an organisation, are looking for people in that age group, say 18 to 26, who are same-sex attracted men, who can complete a short and anonymous survey and provide some sort of feedback about the campaign. Now, by providing feedback, participants, you don't just get a good sense of feeling of goodwill and, you know, warmness. You also have the chance to win a $100 JB voucher. Who's going to say no? I wish that I was a same-sex attracted man between the ages of 18 and 26, Carlos, just so I could be in the running for the JB prize. So, to complete the survey, just head to the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre Facebook page. And there is a link there to the comic strip evaluation survey. So do that and you will be in the running. Very exciting.
Yeah. Now, there's a consultation. The Also Foundation is asking the community to speak up about where the organization should be heading into the future. An anonymous survey has been developed for you to have your say. Just visit the website, that's www.also.org.au, and follow the links.
Fantastic, Carlos. Such a source, a font of all knowledge you are. Now, herpes. Herpes is not something that we talk about a great deal here on Well, but it totally falls within our remit to do that. The Australian Herpes Management Forum is organising Australia's first herpes-themed film festival. So, budding Budding filmmakers are encouraged to submit short films that destigmatise herpes, and for competition in the inaugural short film festival. Now, a grand prize, if you thought the JB Hi-Fi thing was good, this, you can win $10,000 if your film is the winner. And several $1,000 checks for People's Choice Award winners. It's not quite as easy as filling in a survey, though, for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Here you have to make a whole film. So, you know, prize money's a bit bigger, but a bit more effort. The competition aims to debunk myths and increase awareness about the virus, which currently affects 1 in 8 sexually active Australian adults. So that's quite significant. Entrants are encouraged to tackle one of 9 themes in their films. And I'm assuming if you go to their website, you'll find out what those nine themes are. And entries close on September the 24th, and the Live and Love Short Film Competition will be held in Sydney on October the 19th, which is actually the day before Herpes Awareness Day. If you want more information, or you would like to, if you've already, I don't know, maybe done a film about herpes-related stuff, you can just submit it. But in order to find out where you need to, where you're going to submit it, you can log on to www.liveandlove, that's all one word, liveandlove.com.au. So, budding filmmakers, get those cameras rolling.
PLOHA Victoria, people living with HIV/AIDS Victoria. It's an organisation that offers support for people living with HIV/AIDS. Their telephone number, 9865-6772.
Very good organisation, again, Carlos. And I'm just going to do something that's quite short because I feel like I've been talking an awful lot. So out of character, Jill. Now, applications have almost closed for Midsummer's Call for Artists. I know that we have talked about this previously on Well, Well, Well. Emerging or established artists who wish to have their work considered for next year's festival, so that's January next year, you have next year's festival have until the end of August, so not very long, to make a submission. This should also include a short bio, CV, and examples of recent work on video, DVD, or CD-ROM. Submissions by email should be made to admin@midsummer.org.au, and that's Midsummer with an A, so Midsummer with an A, .org.au, or by post to PO Box 223, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. That wasn't that short, really, was it?
Vic Gender, Transgender and Transsexual Peer Support. Their telephone number, it's 9001-0250. It's a voicemail service. Or visit www.vicgender.com.au.
I'm not going to do a short one. I'm not going to lie. registration for attendance and submissions for the Rural GLBTI Health and Wellbeing Forum are now open. The event will be held on September from September the 2nd to the 4th in the Pines Conference Centre, part of the La Trobe, at the Beechworth Complex, and is the lead up to the annual Spring Migration Festival. For more information, including abstract submissions, visit www.takecare.org.au, or you can call CAN, as we were talking and raving about earlier, the CAN Resource Centre on 5443 8355, and I haven't made that up or done that wrong. They are based in Bendigo, which is why the phone number starts with a 5. So that's 5443 8355.
And for all the gay dads, a two-day national forum for gay dads will be held at Richmond Town Hall on September 18th and 19th. The 2010 National Gay Dad Conference is the first of its kind to take a national focus on on topics about parenting, including co-parenting, adoption, foresting, and surrogacy. The cost is $45 per person, $45 per person. And to book, call Zoe Stafford on 9663-6733.
I just love how you say book. The book. It's just question. Gorgeous. Question. Well, guess what, Carlos? I think we've run out of time. Yep. But to see us out, no one goes home empty-handed. To see us out now is The Winners by Ciro Vizorn. Is it Venezuelan? Can you shed some light on how to say that?
I'm guessing it's Ciro Vizorn. And Sarah Paulino.
That will do. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's going to be on par because we have listened to
it. And
the
before
music.
We go, a sure. Big thanks to Eric Tan, who provide all the music tonight.
Eric, if you've got a Facebook page, I'm joining the moment I leave the studio. But stick around. Coming up is Theme Party. Don't know what the theme is. Probably regret given the outcome of the election, but maybe I'm pushing my own political views too much on radio. So I don't know what the theme is, but the music's always spectacular. Stick around for that. And that will be followed at 10 p.m. with Hide and Seek with Dean and James. Carlos, what can I say? It's been a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
And I won't see you next week, but I'll see you soon.
And tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Take care.
Night, night.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.